to be my man. If I'm stranded on my own, stranded far from home. All right.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcast from the UBC University. This is the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And thanks so much to the news crew again, as always. Thanks, CJ and everyone. And thanks to everyone else at CITR for being pretty awesome week in, week out, broadcasting wonderful tunes from here locally in Vancouver and across the country and around the world, which is where I fit in because this is an Australian-Canadian music show. And I enjoy playing for you music that I know of from Australia, from when I grew up. A lot of the music that I enjoyed, because I like to play some of the older stuff, but always new music and interviews. And another great show this week, interview-wise. Coming up in the second part of the show, I have an interview with two of the members from We Need Surgery. They're a genuinely exciting rock-pop band. I guess you call them electro pop indie type band here from the city of Vancouver, but with a more interesting story than most bands, I got to say, because they formed in Korea, in South Korea. A bunch of guys from various parts of the globe met together in the expat English teaching world of South Korea, and they played heavily in clubs there and honed their chops. Relocated to Vancouver and got a record deal and recorded an album. It all happened pretty quickly in a few years. And so you'll hear about that interesting story later on in my interview with We Need Surgery when I chat with drummer Brandon and also the guitarist as well. So that's coming up. And we also have a short little feature too on an artist that I've become familiar with just recently, another Australian who's embarked from Melbourne all the way here to Vancouver. That artist is by the name of Ma Petite, M-A-P-E-T-I-T-E. Her real name is Indiana, but her stage name is Ma Petite, and she's a wonderful folk singer here, and she's playing at the Media Club tonight, a single release. So I'm going to feature you the single today. And she's got a little YouTube video of her explaining a little bit about her story. So in lieu of an interview, we'll do a proper interview with Ma Petite at another stage in the future and hopefully have her come in live because she's now based here in Vancouver. So, but for today, we'll play you the single and that little YouTube clip of her telling us who she is. So that's coming up. We also have new music from, let's see, we've got, Tame Impala. Wow, finally their second album is out. I've got a new Tame Impala song coming up. The Dirty Three, they're playing here. Warren Ellis, the great Warren Ellis, violinist of the Dirty Three, are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver next Monday. That's exciting. So I've got a Dirty Three song. And some more music from Vancouver locally towards the end of the show. But first up, I always start with the older music. And here's a band that means a lot to me when I was forming my sensibilities around rock and roll and what my tastes were. The band You Or My from Sydney really hit me right in the right spot at the right time in the mid-90s. And I learned so much through this band about rock and roll through who influenced them and their lead singer, songwriter Tim Rogers. I learned all about The Who and the Rolling Stones, bands like that, and Sonic Youth, because the tie-in here with this EP, I'm going to play for you the entire EP from 1993 from UMI called Coprolalia. Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth actually did the mastering of this. So they really had a kind of a fairy tale story, a band of, you know, passionate young rock musicians in Sydney who are doing it for the sheer love of it, caught the attention of Lee Ranaldo. I think they played a festival in Sydney or something. And so he was quick to help them out with the mastering of this EP, which is, it's just great. This record, and it's, you know, historically it's so cool to hear this because this is just prior to their big launch of UMI as a as one of the preeminent rock bands in the country with the release of the Hi-Fi Way record, and then Hourly Daily, the two absolute classic records that shot them, you know, into the stratosphere with just extraordinary songwriting. And this EP is them in their more formative period, but it's a strong release. And I remember ordering this through a mail order record shop called Red Eye Records, which is based in Sydney. And I remember I was so fascinated to track this down, because by that stage I was so hooked on the band and had seen them live in Canberra, and I wanted to discover, you know, this early EP. And I remember it ordered it. It probably cost a lot of money because it's a rarity, you know. But I'm going to play for you the whole thing today, and I have it in my hands because my mum and dad are here visiting from Australia, and I asked them to dig through my old box of things back home, and they brought me a whole bunch of my CDs, and this was one of them. So so this is great. So this is going to be the full EP. There's five songs here in total. This came out in 1993. So the band is called UMI, featuring Tim Rogers on vocals and guitar and songwriting duties. And let's get into it with the song Cool Hand Luke, track one off the EP Coprolalia from UMI.
You can stay if you pay. I'm just a member who's the one that can say that you're wrong, and it's song. Just sounds like the last and a fight with your night, yeah. But I'm confused to hell by Jesus Christ. We'll
got the heart of a clown, but I'm always gonna wanna let you down.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. My name's Matt. You can follow the show on Twitter. It's at OzStranded, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D, at OzStranded on Twitter. And, of course, the show blog as well. Go to Google and type those same words, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, and the blog will come up. And lots of podcasts, interviews from the last couple of years. And you can subscribe to the podcast, of course, too. There's a web link there on the blog and also through the CITR website. So we're featuring, in total, the EP from 1993 by UMI from Sydney, Australia. And when I say UMI, it's spelled Y-O-U-A-M-I-U-M-I. And yeah, always been one of my great favorite bands because of just the moment in time that I discovered them and just the sheer exhilaration of seeing them live. And yeah, this is a pretty cool release because, as I mentioned before, this was the EP that Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth mastered. And shortly after this, the band toured the States supporting Soundgarden with a huge tour all around the country. And that was then followed by the Hi-Fi Way release, which has gone down as always in all the, you know, the top 10 albums of all time from Australia. I was always in that list. And then the following album, Hourly Daily, they had this string of extraordinary work and peak of their live shows. So this what you're hearing is a document of before that time. So think about maybe, say, Sloan. Like, I'm not too familiar with their earlier stuff, but if they had an EP that was before their big album that made their name, this is the equivalent, you know. So let's keep going. Let's play for you the next track. We've got three more tracks to go. The next one's called Can't Get Started. So we're going back to the mid-90s with some rock and roll here from UMI. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Saturday, October 27th. Union Events presents Alan Stone live in concert with special guests Kingsek and Yuna at the Vogue Theater. Stone mixes elements of pop with soul and gospel into a soul-soothing sound, so don't miss his last Canadian tour stop. Tickets are $20 and can be purchased in advance through Zulu Records or online at unionevents.com or voguetheater.com. Doors open at 7, all ages are welcome.
Thanks for tuning in. This is CITR Radio, broadcast all around the world online at CITR.ca. And also, of course, Old School, 101.9 FM, if you're driving around or sitting at home, preparing to go out tonight maybe, if you're locally based in Vancouver. And if you are, I would encourage you to keep listening because the next artist is playing tonight in Vancouver. But before that, just to let you know what we heard, three in a row there, the three final tracks from the Coprolalia EP going back to 1993 from the preeminent rock band from Sydney, Australia, UMI, pronounced UMI, spelt Y-O-U-A-M-I, with Tim Rogers on vocals and that classic track there at the end called Embarrassed. And as I said, this was the EP recorded, mastered by Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth, and a little time capsule for you because this is the launching pad for a band that went on to great things and are still with us, still playing and touring around, both locally in Australia and around the world. I saw them in Portland just last year. So there you go, a favourite of mine. And thanks, Mum and Dad, from because they're visiting this week and they brought a whole bunch of CDs from my box, and this was one of them. So it brought back a lot of memories. So as I said, yeah, keep listening. If you're sitting at home in Vancouver wondering what to do tonight, listen right now because I'm going to play for you a track by a woman, a female artist here. She's Australian and from Melbourne, and she now lives here in Vancouver. I'm meeting more and more musicians from Australia who've based themselves here for the time being, and you're going to love this. This is a beautiful track by an artist named Ma Petite. The song you're going to hear is called Man About Moon. It's a single, and it's being released officially tonight at the Media Club in Vancouver. So what I'm going to do, actually, I've chatted with Ma Petite in person, and we're going to have her in for an interview in due course. But before I play for you the single, I wanted to play, this is a pretty good introduction in lieu of a real interview today, is she's got a YouTube video where she talks about who she is, what she's doing in Vancouver here, what she is doing recording-wise. So I'll play that first, and then I'll play for you the single, a debut single from Ma Petite. And as I said, you can get out and see her tonight at the Media Club if you're here locally in Vancouver. Okay, so here it is. This is Ma Petite talking about her music.
My name's Indiana. I have a project named Ma Petite. I am a Melbourne-born musician. I moved over to Vancouver over a year ago to record my debut album called The Road That Led Me to Fall. The album itself was written about Canada, pretty much. Majority of the songs were written about experiences that I had here when I was on a tour with a Saskatchewan artist named Zachary Lucky. He did 7 weeks cross-country, coast-to-coast. Everything just resonated with me in such a way that I wrote 11 songs about it. And that's why it's called The Road That Led Me to Fall, because that's when I fell in love with everything about Canada. Uh, I decided to record it here because I wanted to capture somewhat of an essence of Canada into the album. And I worked with Paul Beckler, who is a really great producer engineer that works out of Beta Mountain Studios. He seemed very intuitive and understood what I was trying to achieve with this album, and so I came back specifically to work with him. I think that there's a quality in the musicians here in Vancouver that play the kind of music that I fell in love with, that makes the album what it is. Just wanted to utilize musicians that I knew would understand the landscape and the beauty that is over here, and have them leave a footprint in the music, I guess. That to me is really special, so it became more about like the process and the people and the bigger picture than the songs themselves. And I'll be forever grateful to them for doing that. The Road That Led Me to Fall is going to be released in September this year, and I guess my hope is that people not only in Canada but back in Australia and the rest of the world listen to these songs and somehow take away an essence of Canada that's told through the stories of my experiences and everything that I fell in love with over here.
Hendrix's grandmother lived in Vancouver. So Vancouver's a big Hendrix connection. So we're not too far away, actually, from Hendrix.
He taught me about the waxing of the moon, the cycle it goes through to get full.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
You are listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And thanks for listening, as always, if you're a regular listener. And if not, this is a show all about Australian and Canadian music, so both new and old. And you just heard their brand new track. Literally, this is the day of its release. The track was called Man About Moon, and it is by an artist named Ma Petite, who is an Australian. She is from Melbourne. She has done a lot of music over the years, playing the violin as her primary instrument, with all sorts of artists. She's been at it for a good 10 years industry-wise. She's played with Bon Iver, Dan Mangan, Gautier, all sorts of people. But finally now she's recorded her debut album. She moved to Vancouver specifically to do that, and she's having a single release tonight at the Media Club. So if you liked what you heard just there, you can come on down to the Media Club and catch Ma Petite. Her real name, actually, by the way, is Indiana Event. So, yeah, lovely, lovely woman, and I met her, and we'll definitely have her on for a proper interview in due course. Okay, so we're going to shift the tempo considerably now into metal. I don't play a lot of metal on this show. I don't keep up much with what's happening in Australia metal-wise, but I always appreciate a bit of a dose every now and then. And we have a band called Mammoth Mammoth. What a wonderful name for a metal band. I can't believe it's taken this long till someone's had that name. It's such a perfect, obvious metal name. Mammoth Mammoth. It just sounds brutally heavy. This band's pretty neat, and they've actually they're from Melbourne. And they've actually scored a worldwide record label deal, which is pretty huge for a metal band. The Austrian label Napalm is putting out their album Volume 3, Hell's Likely. So they formed in 2007, and they've had tracks on commercials and an Australian horror film called The Loved Ones. So I'm going to play for you a track called Hell's Likely from Mammoth Mammoth. This is a metal band from Melbourne. And then after them is Tame Impala with a brand new track called Elephant, and The Dirty Three, who are playing in Vancouver next week, Monday. Yes, amazing. So much happening. Dirty Three, legendary band. Okay, first up the metal, then Tame Impala. Oh, and don't forget, too, we have the great interview with We Need Surgery, really fascinating band, a local band in Vancouver who formed in South Korea and relocated back here. That's coming up shortly, but as I said, first, here's Mammoth Mammoth.
birthday gig, you're going to screw it up for all the kids coming after you. So we don't want to do that. It went extremely successfully, and I was really happy. And I guess I was always very naive.
We'll be right back.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So that was a track from the debut release from We Need Surgery, who are one of the best live bands here in the city, without a doubt, because they really get you up and dancing with some great tracks. And I caught up this week on the phone with the drummer and guitarist from the band and had a wonderful chat. So we've got Brandon, the drummer, and Valentino on guitar. And you'll hear about their fascinating story because they formed in January 2007 in South Korea. Guys from all over the planet, various countries in the band, jammed and played a lot of gigs very quickly. And they've been onwards and upwards since then. So let's get into it. This is my chat with Brandon and Valentino of We Need Surgery. We're back here on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and a very extra special interview today with Brandon, a drummer from We Need Surgery, a really curiously interesting band who formed elsewhere. Brandon, hi.
Hey, how's it going, Matt?
Very good. I always love to hear a story of international connections, things happening. That's why I do this show, Australia and Canada, two countries I know about. And often magic can happen when people from different parts of the world end up in one place and start to do things together. Where are you all from individually in the band?
Let's see, I'm from Alabama, and we have a guitar player from Vancouver. And by the way, he just walked in the door, so right. He's going to join this interview.
Valentino,
right here. He's the only guy, actually, from Vancouver. So, and then we have Misha, our singer, who's from Toronto. And Paul, our bassist, is from California. And Jungyu, our artist, is from Korea. So, yeah, wow. All over the world and all different cities as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool and pretty rare. Like, you all met in 2007 in Korea. Presumably, you were all there teaching English. Is that what was happening?
Actually, we all auditioned for this band for a big pop songwriting company. I'm just kidding there. kind of sounds like that probably, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So all the guys from North America were teaching, or Paul, our bassist, he was actually doing some acting. He had a TV gig over there, and we were doing different things. But yeah, basically teaching kind of got us over there to start with, and then we were just all musicians, so we started doing music on the weekends and with our friends. And yeah, and Jungyu, our Korean guy, Korean guitar player, he obviously was already there doing music, and we met him through the music circles, and then he joined us.
Fascinating. And what I can't help but think of, I'm sure many people have mentioned this before, is that because you were able to play so frequently there in clubs, like multiple shows a week, you honed your chops very quickly, and I couldn't help but think of like the Beatles, you know, playing in the Cavern Club, you know, multiple times a week. What was that experience like? Because it's just not really possible here in Vancouver for bands to do that, really.
Yeah, you got it right there. We pretty much learned our jobs on stage. We learned how to play music on stage, pretty much. I mean, we refined our whole style. We pre-pro'd, quote-unquote, our own songs on stage. We wrote on stage. And, yeah, it was just the best way of doing it. It was the old way of doing it, but we were enough to have that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And how can you explain how that's culturally the scene there, how that is possible where it's not so much here because of, you know, venues that don't really exist as much and maybe, you know, the fan interaction there. Like what exactly is the collection of circumstances that allow that to happen? That
it's funny, wherever you go in the world, you realize that music is music, and you know, it has the same emotional effect on people.
Mm.
It's just the reactions are different, and that's where the cultural aspects come in. People in Vancouver, for example, they like to listen and stand back and you know, check out the details. They like to look at details, where people in Seoul, for example, don't care much for the details. They're just listening to the beats and dancing and, you know, getting crazy, getting naked on stage and stage diving and stuff like that. But the overall, you know, emotional effect of music, it's always the same. You always hear the same things after shows. And, you know who it affects and who it's.
That's right. And you, it looks like you consciously, even right from the start, you wanted to make music that people could dance to. You know, you really focused on that.
Yeah, that was the theory from the beginning, yeah. We felt that the folks in Seoul weren't dancing hard enough, so we said, you know, screw this, let's bring disco back. And we kind of invented our own brand of the 2012 disco.
is Kira Dracula from MacLoo, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
Another track there from We Need Surgery. We're partway through the interview special. So the first track you heard before part one was Simon Says. Then we heard our interview there with drummer Brandon and guitarist Valentino. And the second track was Cocoon, which is on this debut album. So let's get into part two of the interview with Brandon and Valentino from We Need Surgery. So, Valentino, you're the Vancouver born and bred person?
That's correct.
You brought the band here. How did that all come about, that decision, and what was it like? I've heard that it was a kind of a harrowing number of months here when you first arrived.
The members in this band are really focused on being in this band and playing music in this band and doing what you love. Yeah, yeah, and we all love... I mean, we sit in our studio for sometimes 8 hours a day, you know, together and... Not sometimes, a lot.
Yeah.
And we just play music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so after the period here, playing, recording, decision was to relocate to Japan. So that has happened?
Yeah, we lived in Tokyo for about 6 months. And that was just to wait out the album release.
Mm-hmm.
Because the album release takes a real long time.
Yeah.
And it took over a year. As you're aware, the album was just released.
Yeah.
And we finished the recording of the album in 2011, I believe, August. So over 1 year ago,
the
recordings were finished. The mixes were finished in December 2011.
Mm.
And it was released just a few days ago.
Yeah.
September 25th, 2012. So we had some time, you know, and we decided just to... It was just for, like, visa issues and stuff like that. Not everybody could be in Vancouver.
Mm.
So we decided, you know, just to, you know, have some fun and play music and hang out in Tokyo and work and support ourselves and shoot a video. And that's what we did.
Oh, interesting story. And so that experience in Japan, like, was that comparable to Korea? Like, is it possible?
No, not at all. Really? No. Japan, they don't screw around down there. It's not easy to, you know, to get shows and to get on the scene. It's like you got to pay to play. There's a million bands that are just so good.
Hmm.
The music scene out there is just, it's like, it's up there with New York and London.
Wow.
So it's, you know, I'm not saying we're not good enough to compete with them. I'm just, there's a lot to compete with.
Yeah, and a big investment in time, like you could go back and really...
I think it's more the system than it is. It's just you have to pay to rent a venue to play there, where in Korea, all the clubs were just inviting us to play all the time.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to set up the shows. They were just always there for us any night we wanted to do a show.
Mm.
And then in Japan, a lot more, logistically, a lot more difficult and you know, financially harder, because you have to... show the venue that you're going to be bringing in a crowd, and we just moved there, so we didn't really have a crowd yet. So yeah, Japan was totally different story for us.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, to just get this different, how things are different in so different realms. And then so back here in Vancouver, I saw you a year or so back, and now recently Olio, you played the Olio Festival.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, how was that? Like, how have you've seen the audience fan reaction developing over the last year or so here in Vancouver?
Well, kind of like Valentino just said a minute ago, just this, it's a totally different kind of crowd reaction here. So it's very kind of observing and listening to the songs and the instruments. And so, yeah, it's just totally different. But it's the experience in the Olio Festival for me was kind of the same as any show we've done in Vancouver, where the audience is not so much dancing and and kind of letting it all hang out, but more just kind of observing the band.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if that might shift, because I think the dancing's what we all need a bit more of, and you never know. Yeah. Because speaking of which, I could think of one man who would be dancing, and that man's name is Joel. He's actually a mutual friend, Joel, who you all met in Korea. Yep. And he got me into you guys. He told me about We Need Surgery. He said, you've got to look them up and play them, and I did. And tell me about Joel, because he's a great guy. I've learned a lot from him about Vancouver. He's really been here for a long time. And who was the man, the myth, Joel?
Yeah, he's just been great. Like, he was so involved in the music scene and promoting festivals and organizing them. And so we met him kind of through that, and just hanging out with him and doing gigs at clubs that he kind of was involved with.
Okay, that was track 7 from the debut release by the band called We Need Surgery. Fascinating group that is based in Vancouver, but who formed in South Korea. And you've been hearing my interview that I recorded today with Brandon and Valentino. Brandon's a drummer, Valentino is a guitarist. So we've one short little part left to go, and then we'll be nearing the end of the show, and a few more Canadian tracks if we get time. So this is my last little bit of the chat with Brandon and Valentino from We Need Surgery. So we have an album that has literally been out in the last couple of days. Yeah, just so it was recorded by who was the producer? Dave Ogilvy?
He produced the last 6 songs on the album. I produced, me and Butcher produced the first 6 songs on the album.
Ah, right, cool.
Yeah. It's all written inside.
Yep.
Nobody has that copy yet, but yeah. When you get that copy, all the info is written inside the album. Yeah.
It'll come to the studio.
Mixed by Steve Bays of Hot Hot Heat.
Oh, nice.
The whole album, and
Well, so I've been talking here with Brandon and Valentino from We Need Surgery. Next gigs, we've got a possibility of October 19th.
Yeah, we're thinking about it.
British Ex-Servicemen's Club, possibly with playing with the band Fine Time.
Probably going to happen, hopefully.
Okay. And, yeah, possible album, official album release show, I guess, too, maybe in the works.
Yeah, maybe after that, like November, early November or something, we want to do something kind of a little more special to release our, you know, promote our new CD.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just doing shows for the sake of doing shows.
Yeah, yeah.
For fun.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and we also plan to put out a new single in a month or so. We're shooting a new video. We believe the next single will be Simon Says, the first track on the album.
Yeah.
So you can expect to see that in the next couple months as well.
And for folks who do get a chance to see you in upcoming gigs, how would you describe the sound of the band? What could people expect?
It's very straight pop. The essence of the music is very, you know, danceable pop music. But on top of it, we just put the punk and the rock and the indie and the electro on top of it. But really, if you strip it down, it's 1950s Chuck Berry music.
Mm.
And the shows are just high energy. We just don't stop playing.
Yeah.
You know, we just, you know, no big gaps between the songs. We just dance beats with, you know, chaotic guitars and you know, verses and choruses.
Yeah.
Hard to define our sound in brief.
And definitely, yeah, I can attest to having seen you guys at the Railway Club that, it is a non-stop show. It's great. High energy and Vancouver, let's dance more.
Get up on the floor and shake it.
Yeah, We Need Surgery. They're putting the flag in the ground, raising it, the flag of dance.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers! Okay, so we're nearing the end of the show, and you just heard there my last little part of the interview with Brandon and Valentino from We Need Surgery, and you heard three tracks there from the band as well throughout that interview. First up was Simon Says, then Cocoon, and the final track was Go Go Go, which is a single off their band, off the band's album, We Need Surgery, debut self-titled release. So definitely check out the band live. One of the best bands I've seen play live for a while. Super tight and energetic because they hone their skills playing multiple shows a week in Korea. All right, so we're almost done. I'll be right back with some little bit more music.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All my sins are bound to me. I was told.
my life told me the same. My heart is gone, I'm useless name.
All of our secrets.